Director Noe, appreciate your time as always, giving us some time once a month to update us on what's happening with the game and fish. And you mentioned Happy New Year. 3rd of January is always a big day, and that means hunting license applications are open as of about 30 minutes ago, actually, just opened up today.
Yeah, absolutely. This is, a few years ago here we changed the system where folks can begin now and apply all the way for residents through May, and also non-residents can begin applying today. Specifically, the first non-resident application deadline coming up is for elk here at the end of the month. So big game season planning is well on its way now. We'll be getting ready to do all of our public outreach for setting seasons for next year. And so obviously people can apply now, but there are some changes that could happen when the commission finalizes all of the seasons in April. But yeah, the application period's open.
And for in-state hunters, about how long, when are the deadlines to apply?
Yeah, so for the big game species, they've got clear till May, till the end of May to be able to apply for big game licenses, and they can start now if they want.
So is there, you mentioned some changes may come in April. Is there any advantage to apply early, or is it okay to wait until after those changes are announced?
Yeah, really, there's no, it doesn't change your odds or anything to apply early. You're able also, if you apply now and then you want to make some changes later and maybe change one hunt area to another, you can go in and modify your application as long as it's before the deadline. But a lot of folks do it just to make sure they don't forget something that's so important to most of our folks in Wyoming.
Director, one thing that's available online, it's a really cool resource, the Wyoming Hunt Planner, that people can check out as they're thinking about this application period. Give us details on what the Wyoming Hunt Planner is for those that have maybe never used it, and what maybe a reason to check it out.
Yeah, I think it's a great, a lot of folks have their favorite hunt area and they know it well, and for those folks, it's probably not going to be a huge benefit, but if you're looking for new places to go, the Hunt Planner really tries to put all the resources in one place about, particular specifics for different hunt areas as far as access, as far as what the the season dates look like, and it tries to put all that together into one spot. And I think folks find that once you navigate through it and figure it out, it does help people be able to plan, especially those folks going to someplace new.
That's Director Brian Nesvik with Wyoming Game and Fish joining us today on the weekday wake up this morning. Director, the legislative session starts on Monday. Of course, that's always a busy, busy time for state officials. And anything that you're watching from the game and fish perspective heading into the session that's caught your eye a few days out?
Yeah, certainly there. We know of several bills that were worked through the interim session here over this past year that came from the Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources Committee, the Joint Committee. We know that some of those bills coming out are going to be filed, and some of those are actually, most of them came from recommendations from the Wyoming Wildlife Task Force. So one that most folks or a lot of folks are very interested in is the transition of preference points to bonus points. That was a debate, a topic that was debated and discussed and studied by the task force, and now has found its way in the form of a bill with the legislature. So we'll see what that brings. It'll certainly open up a whole lot more dialogue and more discussion and more opportunities for the public to weigh in. There's several bills out there that are being contemplated right now. A lot of them aren't finalized or filed. We do know that from the interim as well, there's some definitely going to be discussions on trespassing and modifications to the trespassing laws in Wyoming, specifically for hunting and fishing. And there will be a plethora more, I'm sure, of different types of bills. Many, like I said, haven't been filed yet, but we know they're in the works.
That's Director Brian Nesvik with the Wyoming Game and Fish Department on the weekday wake-up. Director, anything else happening with the Game and Fish that you'd like to mention while we have you on the air today?
Well, one of the things that we've certainly been watching for quite some time that directly affects our big game populations and a lot of our other wildlife populations is habitat conditions and some pretty dry years in a lot of our state. And I think 2023 is starting off on a pretty good foot. We've got some great mountain snowpack, and we've had some good moisture around the state, and reports from the field are, big game populations are wintering well so far. So we've got our hopes up for a more productive year for Wyoming's big game.
That's Director Nesvik with the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Of course, you can always find more details online on the Wyoming Game and Fish website at wgfd.wyo.gov. Wgfd.wyo.gov. Director, appreciate your time. Thank you.